you get any sleep last night?
A little bit, Tony.
Well, these sessions are fascinating to watch, to attend. Are they just as interesting to be a part of?
Well, it is. You know, I will say, you know, if I'm going to give out one compliment this morning, and that's to the Senate Majority Leader, Randy Richardville, who's a good friend. You know, we get along, and it's a much more give-and-take situation, despite our smaller minority, than it has been in any of my time in the Senate. So,
and, you know, that was a huge problem last year, because between the governor's office and the House and the Senate, there wasn't a lot of compromise. There wasn't a lot of dialect. There didn't seem to be a lot of respect there.
Yeah, it's true. You know, there was a huge breakdown between Andy Dillon, Mike Bishop, and Governor Granholm. And, you know, this year, obviously, the Republicans, it's complete domination, so it's easier to get along, I suppose. But we do have a better working relationship, I'll say.
All right, talk about the tax plan. What were your thoughts? The lieutenant governor had to cast the tie-breaking vote.
Yep, I think it's unfortunate for the kids and seniors in the state of Michigan. The Governor Snyder proposed this unprecedented tax cut for business, $1.8 billion, and the way he pays for it is by taxing pensions, eliminating the earned income tax credit, and slashing our schools. And, you know, there's no metric that bears out that this will encourage growth of even one job in the state of Michigan, and the governor's even acknowledged that. Yet, he's willing to sacrifice our kids and tax our seniors to pay for this, and I think it's unfortunate for the people of our state.
Let's say this hardship, especially the loss of funding for education and for seniors, let's just say this is for this year. Do you see more funding being available next year, the year after, once we get this budget deficit under control?
Well, one of the things that we negotiated in this was that the cuts to education should be below $245 per pupil, which is much better than what the governor had originally proposed, although it's unnecessary because we actually have a balance in the school aid fund. So I'm not happy with it, but we've improved it a bit. These tax changes, however, will create a bigger problem for the school aid fund in perpetuity, because less money will be dedicated to the school aid fund to the tune of $597 million next year and $530 million the following year. So they've created a perpetual crisis in the school aid fund with this new tax policy.
Do you see more funding being made available for education next year?
Well, I'm going to fight for it tooth and nail every opportunity I get. So I'm hopeful. You know, we've got to continue to invest in education. There's study after study that shows if you invest in education, the quality of life for all people in the state rises. And the states that do that are successful, regardless of what their business tax structure is.
Gretchen, in watching you work and in watching the leaders in the House work, it looks like there was some compromise. You didn't get what you wanted, but the number initially for school cuts was much, much higher. So there is some compromise.
Yeah, I will say that, you know, they have listened to us, and we have found some willingness to negotiate on some of the school stuff, but we've got to keep it up. You know, the budget is not done yet. We've got to keep pressure up, and it's important that all your listeners and people who care about the quality of our schools, whether you're just a property owner in a school district or you got kids in the schools, are making their voices heard to their legislators, because we're not done yet.
You sound frustrated.
Well, I'm not frustrated. I'm just fired up. I'm a mom with two kids in the schools, and I know for a fact how much our schools are struggling. I've got kids in a great school system, but even East Lansing Public Schools are certainly struggling. And so this is a real moment for Michigan to say we've got to make this a priority, because if we don't, we will all pay in the long run.
This was a tough fight, Gretchen, because several Republicans came over to your side.
Yes, seven Republicans voted along with us against this tax plan yesterday, and also voted with us against the school aid cuts. So, like I said, the budget's not signed into law yet. There's still possibility for improvement, and I'm going to keep working toward that end.
All right, as simplistic as you can possibly make it, tell us the basics about this new tax plan.
Well, it eliminates the Michigan business tax, which I think everyone kind of agreed that was a laudable goal. However, what it did was only put a 6% tax on C corporations, all other businesses won't pay a business tax anymore in the state of Michigan. And in order to make the budget balance, they taxed pensioners and eliminated things like the earned income tax credit and cut the schools. So that was the choice that the governor and the Republicans made, one with which I do not agree.
All right, so what's next? What's the next big fight you have?
Well, we're going to work the budgets. The budgets are going to be in conference committee this next week and probably up for final passage 2 weeks from now. So
it seems you're making good progress in getting this taken care of.
Well, the governor set a deadline of May 31st. It was an arbitrary deadline, but his party controls both chambers of the legislature, so I believe that it will be done by the end of May. I've always submitted that the whether or not a budget is a success depends on whether or not it reflects the values of the state, not the day on which it's signed into law.
I know mortgage fraud has been one of the things that you're very concerned about. Talk about that.
Well, I think that what we've seen here in Ingham County with Curtis Hertel, trying to go to bat and ensure that there's integrity in the process, it's hitting close to home, and I think that's something we need to be vigilant about as a state.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. You're always forthcoming with us, and we appreciate that. Enjoy your week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. You too, Tony.